The opinions expressed in this podcast are individual and are not necessarily representative of Spirit Life or Toronto Metropolitan University. Thank you for listening. As a reflection of reality, menstruation on screen often carries a sense of danger, filled with symbolism and metaphor. According to a 2023 the United Nations Children's Fund report, 1.8 billion people worldwide experience menstruation every month. In this podcast episode, I will revisit the history of menstruation on screen with you using the clips I found. Blood, as an important narrative device, is often associated with horror films. Among all the movies I gathered that depict menstruation, nearly half are horror films. Interestingly, all of these films are about a girl's first period. In these stories, menarche becomes the beginning of supernatural awakening. Menarche is also the start of chaos and downfall. Blood marks the beginning of a new order in the film. In A Tale of Two Sisters, this process is condensed into a girl's dream. In the first dream, she finds her hands covered in blood. In the second dream, a ghostly woman seems to see right through her. And this time, blood flows from the ghost's leg, transforming into a very big hand that enters the girl's body, a symbol of her first period. Blood is injected into the girl's body like an omen, bringing the nightmare into reality. Similarly, the opening scene of Carrie is filled with menstrual panic, confusion, screams, and fear. Raised in a strict religious household, Carrie has no idea what's happening to her body as she watches blood flow from within. She turns to her classmates for help, but is met with ridicule, leading to her breakdown. When the bathroom lights shatter, Carrie's supernatural powers awaken, triggered by her first period. The same pattern appears in Ginger's naps, where the protagonist gains her powers after being bitten by a wolf on the night of a full moon and experiencing her first period. In this story, the werewolf's thirst for blood intertwines with the girl's yearning for altitude, turning into a rebellion against the other science. A similar transformation occurs in Turning Red, where Mei Ling wakes from a nightmare to discover she has turned into a red panda. From then on, every emotion fluctuation causes her to shift between human and the beast. In it, Pennywise, the monster that feeds on children's fears, takes the form of whatever terrifies them the most. Some children see zombies, others see Aridos, but for Beverly, it is an overwhelming flood of blood in the bathroom, more precisely, her own menstrual blood. Before listing more examples, let's pause and think. Why are these narratives so fixated on young girls? Why do filmmakers love giving menstruation symbolic meaning? Or we could go further back and ask, why is it called menstruation in the first place? In ancient times, people noticed that most women's menstrual cycles were closely aligned with the moon's orbit around the Earth. This led many cultures to believe that a woman's cycle was connected to the moon's path, the rhythm to the tide, and the alternation between night and day. English word menstruation comes from the Latin and the Greek. In ancient China, menstruation also referred to as monthly message, monthly event, or monthly water. Initially, people viewed menstruation with more awe and curiosity than disgust and fear. They realized that this blood did not signify death or injury, but was a mysterious marker that distinguished men from women. It followed a regular pattern, immune to human intervention, altered only by a greater mystery, childbirth. This belief led to the idea that menstruating women possessed certain power, allowing them to influence the world around them. It wasn't until 1974 that the American Broadcasting Association lifted its ban on advertising sanitary pads and tampons on TV and radio. And it wasn't until 1985 that French actress Courteney Cox became the first person to say the word menstruation on television. While researching, I was struck by how similar everything seemed. Despite different religious beliefs, cultures across the world have shared an almost identical judgment of menstruation, a practice known as menstrual seclusion. In some regions, menstruating girls are forbidden from entire temples. In others, they are sent to menstrual huts, built in isolation. Some huts are elevated above the ground to prevent menstrual blood from contaminating the soil, while others are sealed off with only a tiny window for fear that the smell of blood might spread through the village. In December 2019, a woman in Nepal was locked inside such a hut with her two children while menstruating. In the freezing winter, she lit a fire for warmth in the windowless room, leading to the tragic death of all three. In another case, a Nepalese girl confined to a cattle shed during her period was bitten by a snake and lost her life. Our deep-seated taboos around menstruation are not just about actions, but also about language. People have invented endless euphemisms to avoid saying the word outright. A 2018 survey by BuzzFeed asked women about slang terms they use for menstruation. Responses included references to famous blood-related themes in films, like the Red Wedding from Game of Thrones, the elevator of blood from The Shining, and the accidental gunshot in Pulp Fiction. But beyond these pop culture jokes, we have to ask, why, for centuries, have we treated menstruation with such secrecy and elaborate imagination? In myth, poetry, and literature, it is flowers, the moon, witches, and blood rain. But what if instead of metaphor, it was simply what it is? What if it appeared in dialogue, not as a narrative turning point, but as an ordinary part of life? Thankfully, since 2015, we've seen more female creators bring in their perspectives to film and television, sharing their own experiences with menstruation. These stories are explored, the feelings, the naming, and the support surrounding periods. A girl's first period is a significant moment. It marks growth, bodily changes, and experience of coming of age. Blood, in these stories, can exist in the complete female narrative, becoming part of a conversation, connecting generations of women. One day, we will all stop bleeding. We will all experience menopause. I love a scene from Fleabag, where an older woman tells a younger woman about aging. She says, "Aging is not that bad. Every moment you go through has its own meaning. Every experience you have will shine because of your perception."